City Council meeting for Tuesday, December 13th, 2023 is called to order. Invocation by Councilperson Annette Mitchell, followed by a pledge allegiance.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, at this beautiful Christmas season, let us bring hope to our neighbors in need, or in pain, or in despair. Please continue to bless and protect Orange Beach and draw us closer to you in faith. And may we be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock cannot be with us. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 11-15-22. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I do want to point out we have a new website that just launched last month. And big thanks to Mark Anderson for helping put all that together. That was a lot of work.
Thank
we
you,
do
Mark.
Have.
Yes.
We have a number of ways for citizens and everybody to stay informed. There's a little button that says stay informed, and you can sign up for calendars, the newsletter, bids, whatever you want. So it should be a very user-friendly look and website. Yeah, and so if you have any questions, put a question in on the help desk, and we'll make changes as we need to.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Mayor, tonight is the Christmas program for the Orange Beach Elementary School. I believe it starts at 5:30 at the Event Center at the Wharf. So come out and support those children.
Okay. Thank you, Annette. Anyone else?
Good.
All right. Moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion
Aye.
Carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Abstain.
To ordinances, a second reading ordinance amending ordinance number 172, top tier water sports.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business under resolution. Resolution awarding Officer John Simonson his duty weapons and badge, part of his retirement benefits.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Sawgrass Civil Engineering Land Surveying.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Geocon Engineering Material Testing, Geotechnical Analysis Construction Material Testing Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Wetland Sciences. Delineate wetlands, $2,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to support Dolphin Island Sea Lab, $1,000.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution amending the fiscal year 2023 budget for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution amending the employees' pay plan, job listing accommodate approved 2023 budget.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution amending the organizational chart for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution to update the list of volunteer firefighters, reserve police officers covered under workers' compensation insurance.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution extending the entertainment district at Sand Rock, Perdido Beach Resort.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Coastal Ballet Academy.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Gulf Shores Airport Authority, $75,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Jerry, when are they going to start flying?
Late 23 or 2024. Right now, the issue is they don't have pilots, and they don't have airplanes.
Two sort of important
no
items.
No excuse.
I mean, just besides baby formula, we're short on airplanes and pilots. So, you know. But
well, that's just not our local airport. Oh, excuse me, that's an international airport.
That's right.
That is affecting us worldwide. Is that
it is. It is. There's over 700 planes in the queue from to be built. So, but the good thing, probably instead of building a temporary terminal, we're going to go straight into moving and building a permanent terminal, and it'll be ready probably by the fall of 23. So.
Thank you.
That's good news.
What's the estimated cost of that terminal, Jerry? Do you know?
It's about $5
million. Okay. I thought it would be more than that, so that's not bad. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement to socialize your business. Social
Move
media consultant. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I apologize for cutting you off. Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution appointing attorneys for 2023.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Bob Riley Associates Lobbying Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Van Skoyak for consulting services.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the city to host community events for the benefit of citizens and visitors to the City of Orange Beach 2023.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
This is for our new Hangout Fest? I'm just kidding. I understand.
Kidding.
It was a joke.
Kidding.
Sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Last meeting of the year, you know?
Yeah. Okie doke. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a maintenance agreement with Gym Works for fitness equipment at the Alt Fitness Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a change order with Finishing Solutions, additional repairs to the Medical Arts Building, $102,935.24.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, move to public hearings. Okay, Ms. Works is, we will have a presentation by Griffin, followed by questions by the council. Then we'll open the floor to the public, and then we'll move on. Griffin?
Yes, this is a comprehensive zoning text amendment. For past, I'd say, two or three years, we've been making notes, things that needed to be clarified, things that needed to be revised. So we're coming to you with this list.
I would recommend, since we have a number of changes for different articles, that you may want to ask questions right after each article, because that's the way we did in the Planning Commission, instead of waiting till the end, because it's a lot. So it might be easier for you all if you just go ahead.
What if we just ask questions?
As you go along.
What if we just ask questions and don't read it?
Well, okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, man, we read it. I read it.
That's the whole point.
And I've read it, and I had questions today in our workshop, and you clarified those, and I appreciate it. I don't know if anybody in the audience will have questions. I'm sure there will be some.
It is a public hearing,
yes.
So it's normal to provide a presentation showing what the amendments
are. I've never done a public hearing yet. Sorry.
You know what I mean.
Move forward. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're looking at Articles 4, 5, 8, 10, and 12 with this amendment. Planning Commission considered this at their November meeting, gave a favorable recommendation 9-0. But if we go, we'll start looking at Article 4 first. Basically, anything that you see on the screen that's red and text got a strike through it, that's what we want to remove. If it's blue and got it underlined, then it's what we want to add. But in this one, what we're doing is removing the lot dimension requirements for patio homes, cluster homes from RM and the NB zoning district. Just basically taking that out because nobody has come in and requested under that zoning. And if they do, they do it through plan unit development.
Let me just add, patio homes, cluster homes, zero lot line homes is pretty clear, but patio homes and cluster homes, it's kind of a subjective term. It's not a term of art, and because of its subjective nature, we just feel it would be more appropriate, since we're talking reduction of setbacks, to handle that in a planned unit development rezoning.
Okay, we go to the next slide, and this is in 4.03, and since we're taking that out, then we're going to take out the setback requirements in under the RM district. Okay, next slide. And this is just removing lot dimension requirements for single-family dwellings and duplexes in the MR and the AG zoning district.
The reason for the removal is because currently, if you're in an MR zoning district, you can subdivide to 9,000 square feet. But it has to be a single-family residential use. There's no way after the subdivision that we can force them to build a single-family residence on that property. And it's not appropriate for it to be 9,000 square feet in a marine resort district. So we are now removing that and requiring a minimum of 20,000 square feet.
Okay, next slide.
Hold on. Kid, how many situations have you had like that? Have you had many? Under where it would be 9,000 in a marine resort? Anybody ever done that?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, I can't either. Thank you.
Okay, next slide is in Article 5, and what we're just doing is clarifying that if you are in cases where there are two houses on an RS zone property, that each house can have a detached accessory structure.
Because the way it reads now, they can only have one detached structure if there were two houses.
That's right.
Okay.
Very good.
And next slide. This is just a cleanup in the parking ordinance in Article 8. When the hotel parking ordinance was amended in 08, one of the paragraphs was left in that should have been left in, and it's been causing some confusion. So we're taking the one that was supposed to be out, and that's in the red. We're taking that out and then adding the part about shared parking for convention meeting facilities into the first paragraph for the parking. And then the next one, this is the other revision. If we go to the next slide, this is for restaurant parking. We just want to have like the paragraph N be for freestanding restaurants. We added a sentence in there. If they have a drive-through facility, they have to have stacking spaces for 5 vehicles. And that the last paragraph, or P, that's just for drive-through or takeout restaurants. Basically, if a Sonic or Checkers comes in, then they would have that. We had somebody, it was a fast food restaurant that came in, and they were basing it on that last paragraph, so they was instead of the gross floor area, it was the length of the service counter. So we just wanted to get that clarified. Next slide. This is in Article 10, and this is just removing some subjective language about scaleness and compatibility of development. If we go to the next slide, we're leaving the last part that development has to comply with the comprehensive plan and the future land use. So we're just taking a lot of the subjective language out of that section. Next slide. This is in Beach Overlay District. And for hotels and multifamily that's on the south side of the Highway 182, they have to do 75% of their parking within a parking structure. If they're on the north side, they do not. And then we're removing the requirement that 50% of surface parking being constructed on pervious material. Okay, and next slide. This is in Article 12. Anytime that there's a zoning violation, we're removing the requirement that a sign has to be put on the premises stating that there is a zoning violation.
Griffin. So the one before that, you said we were kind of doing away with the pervious material requirement. What's the thinking?
Okay, the thinking on that is, we require retention facilities that percolate a significant amount of runoff. Mm-hmm. To require pervious material, there is incentive to have pervious driving surface to reduce that amount of required retention on site. But it's redundant to require pervious driving surface and to have retention that that receives and percolates all of the runoff from the site.
Okay.
And it sometimes causes a problem with the design of the site to have just 50% of it being pervious.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's been problematic. But okay. We do get retention for all new impervious.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that wasn't too painful.
Yeah.
That's right.
Question?
I have none.
It's good.
Anything else you'd like to add? Okay. All right. Please raise your hand if you have a question or hold back the hordes. So, comments? Yes, sir.
Wait,
you'll need to come to the microphone, sir.
State
your
name,
address, social security number. Some of us have your cell phone number, but.
John Harris, 23776A West Cypress Way, Orange Beach, Alabama. On the drive-through, I noticed it said five vehicles. A Fiat and a F-350 are considerable different in lengths. So if I was building a drive-through facility, I'd say it can handle five Mini Coopers, maybe not five F-350s. So, I mean, there could be a considerable distance in lengths needed there, so it may be something to look at on.
So we may possibly need to insert average size vehicle, Mr.
No,
Harris.
We use the standard length of a parking space.
Standard?
Parking space. That's
parking
the standard.
Space.
We use a standard.
There you go. All right. Hey, thank you.
Good question, buddy. I didn't think about it. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. Close the public hearing. Thank you, Griffin.
Okay. Thank you, Griffin. Thank you.
You ready to move on then? Okay, moving to ordinance, the first reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance sections 4.02, 4.03, 5.0601, 8.0101, 10.0305, 10.0306, and 12.06.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
I'm going to be a no to let Joni vote on this because I think that she loves ordinance stuff and I think it'd be fair to let her read it.
No problem.
And Mayor Kennan.
Okay, I'll say no just to be.
All right.
Because you're my best buddy.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll call the committee of the whole meeting to order for December 13th, 12/22. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock is absent. Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Consideration of previous minutes of the regular council meeting, committee of the whole, on special called council meeting of 12/6/22 and 12/8/22. Those will be moved forward for review. Miscellaneous approval of 2021 audited funds, I'm sorry, financials. Under resolution, a resolution declaring dumbbells owned by the city of Orange Beach surplus unneeded and authorizing a donation to the Orange Beach Board of Education for our school. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the Coastal Resources Department, $53,392.72. Resolution authorizing the purchase of two vehicles for Coastal Resources Department. State bid, $80,954. Public hearing date, it would be, for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Mariner Lakes Minor PUD Amendment, Arlington Orange Beach Residential Development. Suggested date is 1/3/23. Anybody got any questions or thoughts on any of that?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, then. Anybody in the audience have anything they'd like to add before we adjourn?
We have a bid on the trail Friday night.
Okay.
We've got 6 o'clock showing a movie at the parkour, House Parkour
okay.
Challenge.
Right.
Popcorn, hot chocolate.
What's the movie?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Heard it?
Are you shuttling people in, or how do you?
We will have a shuttle for people to go back and forth to the bathroom. But we'll have a.
I love it.
You may need more than one shuttle.
Mayor, I love it, kid. Don't you? I would like to say a few things about our Christmas lights in our city and how bright and cheery and Christmassy it really looks. Thanks to Public Works. I know it's a lot of hard work and effort, and I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday. Get her, Philip. And thank you. Looks like we've made it through another great year.
Yes. Merry Christmas to all.
Christmas on the beach.
There you go.
We should go. All right. Anyone else like to add to that? So Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope y'all have a great
Merry Christmas.
Any questions from Facebook? Okay. No, that's scary.
I was quiet on the Western Front. Yeah.
Thank y'all for coming.
All right. We
thank
are adjourned.
You.
Oh, entertain. Do we already adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Entertain a motion.
So adjourned. Moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourned.